Hey, welcome back to 10 Minute Mentor. I'm your host, Rich Perry. Today, we're going to talk about why you need a LinkedIn marketing strategy, and I'm going to give you a few tips that'll help you improve your profile. If you're like a lot of people, you're probably told somewhere along the line by a mentor or a colleague or a boss to get on LinkedIn and market yourself as a professional. The only problem is that the instruction likely stopped around that time. Many professionals I've met, especially younger professionals, were never told why the platform is so valuable, and more importantly, how to make their profile stand out. In today's episode, we're going to discuss why LinkedIn is so valuable and why you need a LinkedIn marketing strategy. You're also going to get some coaching tips to improve your profile. So let's begin. Did you know that LinkedIn is the number one platform for Fortune 500 companies? Research by the University of Massachusetts, Dartmouth, showed that 98% of Fortune 500 companies currently use LinkedIn to share important news, feature branded stories, hire new talent, and grow their respective networks. It's also the best platform for connecting with decision makers. In 2019, LinkedIn reported that there were 90 million senior-level influencers using their platform for professional purposes. Of these, 63 million were decision makers and 17 million were opinion leaders. It's also a great place to recruit top talent. LinkedIn reports that more than 30,000 companies use their platform to post job openings and recruit top talent. In any given month, over 3 million jobs are posted on LinkedIn, making it a hotspot for career advancement or to find an exciting new opportunity. LinkedIn also reports that 40 million people use their platform each week to search for new employment opportunities, and that 3 people are hired every minute because they use LinkedIn as a hiring tool. The numbers don't lie, folks. The platform boasts a membership of over 930 million, spanning more than 200 countries and territories around the world. LinkedIn is also home to 30 million companies who know the value of sharing industry news, insights, and information on the largest professional social media network. Another cool thing is that employees are going to advocate for you. LinkedIn reports that companies on their platform see about 1/3 of their total engagement coming directly from their employees. They also find that employees are 14 times more likely to share the content posted by their employer than any other source. But remember, it's not about just having a registered profile on a platform. If you're looking to attract business opportunities and growth, then you're going to need to develop a LinkedIn marketing strategy. That's the only way to experience all the platform has to offer. Now, here are a few coaching tips that are going to help you improve your profile and jumpstart your experience using LinkedIn like a pro. So, tip number one, use a professional headshot for your profile photo. Stay away from car selfies, images that require you to crop out other people, and random shots from the family picnic. LinkedIn is a social media platform that connects professionals. Your profile photo is the first thing someone sees when they find you, so you want to make a great first impression. Connect with a local photographer and schedule a basic one-hour shoot. This will provide you a few high-quality images that you can use on your social media channels, in marketing materials, and you can use them for media interviews. If you don't know a photographer, here's a pro tip. Many networking events even have photographers on location with a basic backdrop setup, or sometimes these people are floating around the room, providing an opportunity for attendees to get professional headshots taken right there at the networking event. Tip number two, fill out all key areas and highlight details that help you stand out. There are organized areas to write your summary, which is like the About Me section, featured work, job experience, education, licenses and certifications, projects that you've worked on, published work, honors and awards, organizations and community involvement, and so much more. Now you may have to carve out a decent chunk of time to list everything, but I promise you it's going to be worth it. Tip number three, keep your profile dynamic. Once you fill in all the relevant areas that I just talked about, remember to keep going back to update your profile whenever you reach new milestones, or earn new certificates, or achievements, or advance in your career. reject the idea that this profile is only an online resume. LinkedIn has the potential to be so much more than just a static page. It should be a living extension of who you are as a professional. Tip number four, include audio, video, and other forms of media. One powerful way to turn your LinkedIn profile into a dynamic extension of your professional career is to include video and audio elements. This could be video tutorials, presentations, speaking reels, interviews, podcast episodes, or live streams. Tip number five, exchange endorsements and recommendations. Reach out to colleagues, collaborators, clients, and those who can vouch for your skills and accomplishments. Exchange endorsements for each other's skills, as this is going to help build that social proof of your talents and your abilities. You may also want to collect recommendations or testimonials from clients and colleagues that would be happy to go the extra mile and sing your praises. Tip number six, share valuable information with your network. Post industry news, top tips, insightful articles, employee achievements, and other information that is relevant and would be of interest to your network. Consistency in this area is one surefire way to position yourself as an industry leader. And finally, tip number seven, grow your network. Be proactive in connecting with leaders in your industry. Offer to stay in touch with people that you meet at local networking events, seminars, or conferences. You can use LinkedIn to stay in touch with these people. You could add your own profile URL to business cards and link your page on your website and other social media channels. Remember, LinkedIn is more than a digital version of your resume. It offers incredible opportunities for professional development and business growth. Use the tips that I've been talking about here in this episode to jumpstart your experience and get the most out of what LinkedIn has to offer you for your professional growth. Want to know if your LinkedIn profile is up to snuff? Take my free quiz. It's quick, it's easy, it'll help you identify any gaps in your LinkedIn profile. I'm dropping the link to my free quiz in the show notes area. Throughout the episode, I've been talking about developing the right LinkedIn marketing strategy for you in your business. If you want help developing the right LinkedIn marketing strategy, then reach out to me. I'm actually certified in LinkedIn marketing strategy through LinkedIn, and I can help you optimize your profile, stand out in the crowd, and incorporate a solid marketing strategy that gets results. Plus, everything I'm going to show you can be done with the free LinkedIn membership, so you don't need to pay the extra money for the premium or Sales Navigator accounts. I offer one-off profile audits, 30-day coaching programs, and monthly LinkedIn for Business services to fit your needs. So reach out today for a free consultation. Remember to share this with a friend, connect with me on social media, and join our 10-Minute Mentor podcast community on Facebook. Until next time, thanks and be excellent.